Hey everyone, this is K2KXLLKRNN and 360 North Arts producer Scott Burton, and I am in the KRNN studios today with Mr. Sean Tracy, who's done a little folk fest pop in. We're going to do a little catch up here. Sean, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, Sean. You are a veteran folk fest attendee, right?
Well, I've been to a bunch of them now. I can't even remember the first ones I really started attending, but probably early 90s, I would say.
What's your favorite part of this festival? And Sean lives in Austin, Texas now, but lived in Alaska for a long time, and you've come all the way up for Folk Festival. What is it about this festival that made you travel so far?
It's definitely has to do with the rest of the state converging on this place. You know, it's a really easy way to know in your mind that all your buddies are going to be gathered up in one place. And so I don't have to drive, you know, go all over the whole state to see everybody. They all just show up here.
Absolutely. So a big part of it for you is friendship then, seeing your friends.
It's friendship, but those friendships were built on music. So it's all about picking and catching up with folks. And
right on.
Yep.
Any stories come to mind? Any folk fest stories? I bet you have a ton.
Yeah. I think I forgot more of them than than have occurred. I'd have to think about that one.
Sure. Yeah. If you think about one, let's throw it in.
All right, we'll pop in there.
So tell us what's new with you. How's life in Austin?
Life in Austin is chaotic. I'm kind of burned out on the crowd aspect of it, but that's my first answer usually, but it's treating me really well.
The crowd?
Just the sheer amount of people in the city. You know, traffic is insane, and waiting in line for everything from the grocery store to the bank. It's all just a long line all the time, and that's kind of can wear on you after a while. But artistically and the group of folks that I've, you know, my little bubble of musicians that I hang out with are nothing but, you know, red carpet rolling out, sweet, nice people and killer players, and that's what's keeping me there.
Right on.
For sure.
If you had to compare the music scene there in Austin to, say, here in Juneau or other places in Alaska, how would you do that?
It's a no-brainer that it's going to be really a lot more diverse because of its location. The cool thing that sets it apart for me is the norteño music and mariachi music and stuff that's easy to go see and is very prevalent there. And it's really starting to become, it was known as a blues town pretty hard, and that's kind of fading away, and it's really like an indie pop kind of punk scene is like the strong suit for music there right now. The country honky-tonk is always going to be there, but it's like a tier or two down in popularity compared to like pop music and rock and stuff.
Well, it sounds like a nice fit for you because I've always been impressed by your eclectic music background. You really like a lot of stuff. If you had to sort of speak about your influences, I know there are a lot and it might take a while, but in a nutshell, how might you do that?
It goes all the way back to the punk rock days. There was a period of my life where if it wasn't punk rock, it wasn't music and I wouldn't listen to it. But it's come all the way around. I'd say as far as harmonica playing, I stole most of what I know from Taj Mahal and whatever his genre of music, he goes all over the place. And harmonica playing wise, Grant Dermody for sure, who was in the Improbabilities band, which had several Alaskans in it. So pretty, but all the punk rock stuff is finding its way into my recordings now, even though they're pretty acoustic based and country music based, but it gets in there. And yeah, it's all over the boards.
I like in your latest bio, it says your music is described as psychotonk and or Amerabilly.
Yeah. There's, I don't know, you know who Dale Watson is.
Yeah,
he's created a new genre called Ameripolitan. That's how he classifies his music. And I think nowadays that's what people have to do because there's so much genre bending that it's hard to pigeonhole stuff and put stuff in a box anymore.
Sure. Well, let's spin one of yours. I know you got some new tracks ready to come out. Tell us about this project and then tell us about this tune.
All right. This project is a four-song EP, which I'm basically just releasing them as singles. I started to make a 12-song full album, and it just got daunting. I was like, I'll just kick two tunes out at a time and do singles. And my band, the Austin Steamers, that I work with mainly in Austin, are popping out babies left and right, so we're kind of on hiatus, and so it kicked me in the butt to do some of my own stuff and draw on the players and people I've met there over the years. So I have a little trio going that we haven't named yet, and they're the core of these four recordings, but then I've pulled people from all over the boards. And this first tune is called Steamroller, and it has electric guitar and slap-a-dappy bass in it, but also acoustic mandolin and harmony singing, so it's kind of a genre bender. See what you think. Should we give her a spin?
Let's hear it.
All right, here's the Steamroller. This has a Chojo Jacques on electric mandolin, Ben Hodges from the Austin Steamers on acoustic mandolin, and Joshua Hogue playing the slap-a-dap upright doghouse bass. Here we go.
Keep getting older, just like a big steamroller. Well, it always goes the same speed, and you can't make it stop. It won't go no faster, and you can't slow it down. Well, that hot and heavy wheel spins around and round and round. This is not a foot race like the tortoise and the hare. It always goes 5 miles an hour. Steamrollers just don't care. Yesterday went by so fast, and today is standing still, but it's really going the same speed up and down the hills. Early on you think that you might never learn to swim. Next thing you know, all the lights are growing dim. Hard times linger on, and the good days go so fast. Nothing's ever really built to last. Steamrolled over, I hope it hits me in the head, 'cause I don't wanna watch it squish my guts out till I'm dead. Everyone gets flattened, it's the only thing we know. Well, we all just end up being part of the asphalt in the road. Early on you think that you might never learn to swim. Next thing you know,
so the Steamroller, unrelenting push of time, slow, heavy.
Yeah, doesn't stop for nothing.
It sounded like you had fun putting that one together.
It was really fun in the studio, but I've been lucking out with the players I've been able to get. Wayne Chojo Jacques, who's playing the electric mandolin, started a band called The Waybacks that's pretty popular. Bay Area bluegrassish kind of band, and then he's a fiddle player for a gentleman named Slade Cleaves that's nationally touring pop country guy, so that's his main job. And then he kind of adopted my tunes and liked them, and we decided to put the trio together. And Josh Hogue on the bass has played for Asylum Streets Bankers a bunch, and just they're just highest quality musicians you can find, and nice guys. And yes.
During the song, we were talking about that sort of stompy bass, chunk 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 yeah. chunk, just perfect for that song. How did you and Josh come up with that?
I put it together. We've been playing it with the Austin Steamers for quite a while, so we just kind of slowed it down a little bit, and he is a lot more able to keep the bass notes going while slapping, so we don't need it, just a huge part of the rhythm, but tonally correct also. So we just slowed it down and put electric guitar on it and just nastied it up a little bit.
Nice, yeah. Nice. All right, what do you got next for us? This is world premiere stuff right here, by the way, isn't
That's
it?
True. These aren't actually released yet. They'll be released like May 1st digitally via CD Baby, so they'll be up on iTunes, and I'll have them on my website and stuff, SeanTracyMusic.com. And I'm also doing like a small run of vinyl. I'm going to make 300 copies of each of 2 45s with a song on each side. So these four songs will be A, B, C, and D side of a 2 record 45 set that should be out probably June, July safely.
By the way, I have great news about the vinyl that you gave me years ago. It's still available, but we'll talk about that later.
Oh,
yes.
Boy. Yes. There was a lot of shrugging going on there.
So good news on that front. What do you got next for us?
This next tune is a kind of a funny, it's meant to be funny, duet. Country waltz with wailing, weeping pedal steel on it, a la James Shelton out of Austin, Texas, who also builds custom guitar straps. And he built, I haven't shown you my rattlesnake skin guitar strap yet that my mom shot the snake. It's awesome. But he's killer pedal steel player. And then Chojo, who was playing electric mandolin, plays one of the two twin fiddles on this tune, along with Andy Lentz, who is in Silas Lowe's band and just a stellar fiddle player. And then we've got Jen Miori from the Carper family singing the duet part. And it's funny to note that when we recorded it, she's about 8.9 months pregnant, and that song's called At Least We Didn't Have Kids.
By the way, I just have to point out that the rattlesnake strap that my mom shot the snake, it's very country. I like it.
She shot that snake on Mother's Day 2012 and sent me the skin and the rattles, and I had James fashion it into a strap, and it says mom on it. She bugs me to write her a song all the time. You should write a song about your mom, and I can never figure it out, so I just made a guitar strap that says mom on it.
What
there you go.
A good mom sends you a dead rattlesnake. You know,
she just sent me another one, too. Oh. Even bigger.
She gets you. She's a cool mom.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Sean's mom.
Shout out to Hoogie.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, here comes At Least We Didn't Have Kids.
Didn't have kids. They blame. least a million beers have all conspired to help ease the pain.
At least we didn't have kids. I don't think any country person has ever sung about that.
They must have been scared. It seems like a pretty plausible topic for a country song to me.
I love the alternative themes that you explore, Sean.
Yeah. Well, I like, you know, country music has always been about stuff that actually happened to people. So.
Or for you, that didn't happen. No kids.
No kids, yeah.
Throughout that song, it was great. You're just sitting over there beaming, talking about the different players in that song and how fun it was to work with them.
Yeah.
Share with our listeners a little bit about what you were sharing.
Well, I think I was talking to you about the trills. Well, Twin Fiddles was the first thing I wanted to have, and those guys are both so good. They just worked out the part sitting right there in the studio, and ideas start flying, and I ask them, can you guys do like little trills behind Jen, like string section style, you know, your old Conway Twitty crooner country style, and that they just nailed everything. And James, the guitar strap making pedal steel player, he's like, how do you want it? He's got the thickest Carolinian accent. He's like, you want it to like cry and weep, or you want it, I mean, I can stick right the melody or however you want. And I was like, just make that mother cry, you know, and he just steps right up to it.
Okay.
That's good stuff.
At least we didn't have kids. Going on to Don't Make Me Wait.
Don't Make Me Wait. This might be my favorite track on here. It's just a real poppy, you're getting ready to go out to dinner, and the girl's taking a long time to get it ready and get out of there. And it's just about that, and it's a lot more in rockabilly style. I got a Joe Jerkins from Austin playing baritone guitar, which you might be familiar with from George Jones's The Race Is On, recording that nasty, deep, low, bow, bow.
Right.
So I figured if anybody in Austin would own a baritone guitar, it'd be Joe, and sure enough, he did, and laid down some nice shocks. Oh, and a buddy of mine, Pete Weiss, laid down some piano a la Jerry Lee, honky-tonk piano on this one, too, so.
Here's the world premiere, Don't Make Me Wait.
Baby, don't make me wait.
Well, all dressed up and ready for the show. That baby of mine moving so damn slow.
she's taking her time. We're gonna be late. Come on, baby, don't you make me wait. Don't you make me wait.
Don't you make me wait.
Don't you make me wait.
Don't you make me wait.
Well, I'm raring to go, but she's a no-show, baby, don't you make me wait. So long, I'm feeling real gone. I'm ready for action with my Jimmy hat on. I'm sweating bullets in a flustered state. Come on, baby, don't you make me wait. Don't you make me wait.
Don't you make me wait.
Well, don't you make me wait.
Don't you make me wait.
Well, I'm raring to go, but she's a no-show, baby, don't you make me wait. I'm twitching, I'm gonna explode. Come on, baby, get the show on the road. Oh, tell me, please tell me why you hesitate. Come on, baby, don't you make me wait. Don't you make me wait.
Don't you make me wait.
Don't you make me wait.
Don't you make me wait.
Well, I'm raring to go, but she's a no-show, baby, don't you make me wait. Don't you make me wait.
Don't you make me wait.
Well, don't you make me wait.
Don't you make me wait.
Well, I'm raring to go, but she's a no-show, baby. She's moving so slow and it's driving me crazy. Raring to go, but she's a no-show, baby. Don't you make me wait.
Nice, Sean. What was your favorite part of putting that one together?
It's hard to say. I had the baritone guitar guy Joe Jerkins and the piano guy in at the same time, and that whole session we had already laid down acoustic guitar and the bass, and then I went in with them with the harmonica guitar and piano, and we just rap jammed out in there and played it a couple times. It was fun.
Right on. Yeah. Well, we're going to spin one more, looking on the bright side here in a minute, but while we were listening to the last song, you said you came up with your Folk Fest story.
Yeah. It kind of speaks to what Folk Fest is all about too. I mentioned earlier that one of my main influences on the harmonica is Grant Dermody from the Improbabilis band. Forrest Gibson, Scotty Myers, longtime Alaskans are in there, and they had a set signed up way back. This is a long time ago, 15 or more years, and for some reason Grant couldn't make it, and I think I was supposed to teach a workshop with him, which was great in its own right, but he couldn't make it. And then I realized the Improbabilis have a set and no harmonica player. And the next thing I know, you know, Forrest and Scotty are like, "You're the man." And I just couldn't believe it. I felt like Jimi Hendrix asked me to sit in, you know, and that. So that's kind of, I think that really speaks to what the festival does too. I've seen so many of my friends as kids that, you know, where I've held as babies that are out at the bar picking and have sets at Folk Fest now and stuff, and it's a really cool thing to see it all getting passed on down.
Absolutely. I guess it's the accessibility, right, for folks being able to play. And
yeah, and it's a forum for passing on music down the generation line, you know. That's perfect for that, and it's evident every year that you can see that happening.
Nice. Traditions, yeah, accessibility, friends.
Yep.
A lot more stuff.
Music, beer.
All right. Hey, what's in the future for you? What's next?
We're working on keep tightening up this trio when I get back, and we'll probably add a player. We're talking about putting a drummer in, even though the bass player kind of covers that. He's so good with slapping. But I'm going to keep recording. I got a pile of songs ready to go, a couple of which I'll play on Friday. What is that? Is it 360 North?
This Friday, you're going to be doing a yet to be titled concert. It emulates NPR's Tiny Desk Concert.
Okay, yeah.
We're tentatively calling it Live in the Arts Room.
So, there'll be a couple of new songs that aren't recorded and stuff that we'll play. Nate May is going to back me up on that, so on mandolin.
It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to
it.
Yeah,
we're going to have a rehearsal right after I get out of here, actually. So.
Very cool. Remind us where we should go to find your music.
You can go to SeanTracyMusic.com. And there's right now you can only get the Trouble album on digital, on iTunes or whatnot. And then these four that you're hearing now will go up for purchase on that website and on iTunes probably May 1st. And then the vinyl will be out, and you can order one of them on the website, too. I'm Facebook free, probably shooting myself in the foot, but you won't find me on there. So got to go to the source.
And remind us the four names of these four tunes.
You just heard Steamroller, At Least We Didn't Have Kids, Don't Make Me Wait. And then this fourth tune is a little bit more on the wacky side. It has Mark Rubin, one of my heroes that I've ended up getting to hang out with a lot. He was a founding member of the Bad Livers as a bassist, and he plays tuba on here, and Joe Sundell, the lefty banjo player from the Austin Steamers, plays banjo. And then I recorded a bunch of dropping like toe chains and stuff on my deck out back, and so there's a bunch of junk percussion going on back there. So it's a pretty fun tune.
Well, Sean, thank you so much for coming into the studio today. It's always great to see you.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me, and likewise.
Yeah, great. Don't be a stranger.
You know I won't. Just be strange. Looking on the bright side.
Looking on the bright side never does any good. Don't care, 'cause being optimistic never got me anywhere. Looking on the bright side never does any good. And the higher your hopes, the longer the rope when you fall. You're better off expecting not to get anything at all. Plan right now for your imminent demise, and if it doesn't happen, it's a pleasant surprise. The higher your hopes, the longer the rope when you fall. But you wish in one hand a crap in the other. Hope is a word for a dope with a turd in his hand. Optimistic never got me anywhere. Looking on the bright side never does any good. Oh, looking on the bright side never does any good.